USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is moving forward with the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Senators advanced her nomination today with a 51-48 vote. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, saying,
"We made an important contribution to the future of this country. A lot of what we've done over the last 4 years will be undone sooner or later by the next election. They won't be able to do much about this for a long time to come."
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden with no public events on Sunday. As far as if the former vice president is taking it easy in the final days of the campaign, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the Democratic nominee Biden isn't taking it easy and is working hard.
"I don't think it's strolling to victory. I think it's being smart."
Biden did have two campaign events on Saturday in Pennsylvania. USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The FBI reminding folks over the weekend that scams continue to rip off consumers. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has the details.
In a Saturday tweet from the FBI Las Vegas office, the Bureau identified three red flags you will see in a scam: demanding payment via gift cards, wire transfers, internet currency, or by mailing cash to resolve an issue, creating a sense of urgency that it must be handled now, and demanding secrecy from you in handling the problem. If any of these come up in a phone, email, or other private message conversation, disconnect and contact your local law enforcement office for assistance.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is blaming the White House for making stimulus talks more difficult. On CNN's State of the Union, the California Democrat claiming the Trump administration keeps changing the parameters of the negotiations. Pelosi saying she's waiting for a final answer from the White House as the election nears. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An early winter storm is expected to help curb the advance of two major wildfires in Colorado. The National Weather Service says cold temperatures, an increase in humidity, and accumulating snow will continue into Monday. The Cameron Peak Fire and the East Troublesome Fire are two of the biggest wildfires in Colorado state history. Longtime Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News the fire has been especially hard on wildlife and animals.
"I've seen horses running as fast as they can with phone numbers spray painted on the side of them. Every time we come through a pasture and or a hill, there's a gate. We either open the gate or knock down the fence."
A fire chief is in hot water for posing next to a woman wearing cold sushi.
San Antonio officials are reviewing the actions of Fire Chief Charles Hood after photos went public in which he was standing next to a scantily clad woman at another firefighter's party. The 50th birthday party was held at a family home. The fire chief explains that as he walked in the front door, he came across a lady wearing sushi, raw fish. So he stopped and posed to take a picture, adding it would be like taking a picture with a flamenco dancer in Vegas or even a professional sports cheerleader. Chief Hood has offered an apology to anyone who was offended by the photos. He's been fire chief since 2007.
Vail Dior with that report. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.